Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The Justice Department says former President Trump has no plausible claims of executive privilege over documents the FBI collected at Mar-a-Lago. The department is asking an appeals court to short-circuit the special master review. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports.
The Justice Department says Judge Eileen Cannon, a Trump appointee, made a mistake when she appointed a third party to sift through documents from the FBI search at Trump's Florida resort. DOJ says there's no need for a special master to review those pages, which belong to the government, not Donald Trump. Prosecutors are investigating possible obstruction and mishandling of government secrets. They worry the special master process is hurting their criminal probe and an assessment of national security risks since the papers were stored in an unsecure location. A separate federal judge approved the FBI search, and prosecutors say Cannon had no business interfering. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
President Biden took his message of administration accomplishments to California Friday, telling an audience at Irvine Community College that in the face of drug industry price increases, his Inflation Reduction Act has been right on time.
There's more money at the end of the month to pay for groceries, to get your car repaired, to buy your grandson a birthday present, whatever it is. The Inflation Reduction Act gives Medicare the power to negotiate lower prescription drug prices.
Biden's swing through the West comes less than a month ahead of midterm elections. The European Union's chief diplomat is warning that Russian forces face annihilation if the Kremlin uses nuclear weapons to target Ukraine. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports the remarks come as Russian President Vladimir Putin threatens to use all means at his disposal to attack those who try to take back Ukrainian territory.
The EU's chief diplomat, Josep Borrell, told a European Diplomatic Academy event in Belgium that European armies are ready to respond if Russia resorts to nuclear weapons.
Any nuclear attack against Ukraine will create such a powerful answer from the military side that the Russian army will be inoculated and Putin should not be bluffing.
Borrell did add that the EU will not retaliate using nuclear weapons. Borrell's statements echo similar declarations by NATO leader Jens Stoltenberg, who said Russia's use of nuclear weapons would have, quote, severe consequences. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Athens.
Munitions and military vehicles are part of a new $725 million security assistance package for Ukraine announced by the Pentagon Friday. It's the first new spending thrust aimed at helping Ukraine repel Russia's invasion since Russia bombed civilian centers. This is NPR News. The city of Philadelphia has reached a settlement with disabled residents over the accessibility of its sidewalks. From member station WHYY, Sophia Schmidt reports.
The agreement still needs to be approved by a court. It requires the city of Philadelphia to fix or build at least 10,000 ADA-compliant curb cuts over the next 15 years. The settlement comes after four Philadelphians with mobility-related disabilities and disability rights organizations sued the city, saying its inaccessible sidewalks can be a barrier to participating fully in the community. Fran Fulton helped bring the suit. She's blind and says the city's inaccessible curb cuts are a hazard.
And it affects everyone. It affects people who use scooters, wheelchairs, people who are blind and walk with canes, or even people who use guide dogs.
Several other cities, including Atlanta, Seattle, and Baltimore, have faced similar suits. For NPR News, I'm Sophia Schmidt in Philadelphia.
A group called Just Stop Oil mounted a climate protest Friday at London's National Gallery, throwing soup over Vincent van Gogh's Sunflowers oil painting. The masterpiece is covered in glass, and there's no evidence the painting under the glass was affected. The two protesters who attacked the artwork went on to glue their hands to the wall underneath the framed work, asking museum patrons if they cared more about a painting than the planet. The group wants the British government to halt new oil and gas projects. The suspects were arrested on suspicion of criminal damage and aggravated trespass. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.